I'd like to read to you from the Bible. This is part of the New Testament from a letter written by a man called Paul, who was a follower of Jesus, and he wrote letters to a number of different churches, brand new churches with a lot of brand new Christians. And this was written to a place called Corinth. And so we call the letter 1 Corinthians. And it's not in the translation that you're probably familiar with. I'm going to be using a version of the Bible called The Message, which I'm sure a number of you have read from in the past. And there's going to be some images on the screen to help you to think about what this passage says. It's talking about following Jesus. And it's saying that it's a little bit like being an athlete. It's a little bit like being a runner. You have all been to the stadium and seen the athletes race. Everyone runs. One wins. Run to win. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You are after one that's gold eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else about it, and then missing out myself. And that's from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 to 27. I'd like to show you another video clip before we think about that a bit more. This is from a film that came out a few years ago. If you saw the film Wall-E, then this is Wall-E's friend Bernie. And if you didn't see the film Wall-E, all you need to know is that he's a cute little robot and everything else will follow. What happens when you get distracted? I've got an ambition. By the next time I have a significant birthday, I want to run a marathon. Don't get too excited. My next significant birthday is years and years and years and years off. But but I'm also a long way off of being able to do it. And I honestly don't know, I'm being really honest with you, I honestly don't know whether I'm going to manage it or not. It's something I've never done before. I don't know whether I'll manage it. But what I do know is this. If I'm going to run a marathon, I need to really want to do it. Badly enough to train when I don't feel like going out and training. Badly enough to visit Scoops way less than I'd like to visit Scoops. If you don't know Scoops, it's the world's best ice cream shop. It's one of the wonderful things we've discovered since coming to Southampton. I need to want it badly enough to push myself, even when it hurts a bit. I need to be determined, and I need to keep my eyes on the prize. And that's what we're focusing on today, keeping our eyes on the prize. As we think about the Olympics, as we think about what it means to follow Jesus, what does it mean for us to keep our eyes on the prize? It's hard to believe that the Olympics are already half over. Who's been watching loads and loads of Olympics on TV? Yeah, lots of us. It's half over, I can't believe it. During this two-week period, over 11,000 athletes from over 200 countries are taking part in over 40 sports. But there's a huge number of people, over 11,000 competitors in the Olympics. And every single one of them has got one thing on their mind: winning gold. That's what they all want. That's what they're all focused on. Just imagine for a moment you could be at the Olympics. Imagine that you could do any of those activities, sports, things that they're doing. There's so many different things. If you could win a gold in any one thing, what would it be? Let's have a few suggestions. What would you most like to win a gold at? Yeah.
Pole vault.
Fantastic. Yep. The 100 metres, the really fast running. Anyone else?
Swimming.
I'm sorry?
Swimming.
The swimming. Okay, is that short, fast swimming or the long distance swimming? The long distance, the sort of marathon swimming. Anyone else? What would you like to...
Sorry? Archery.
Archery.
Well,
yep.
Lovely,
of course you are, yes. Very good. You've been thinking about that for ages, haven't you? Any others? Somebody shouted something over here?
Yeah.
Diving. Sorry?
Diving.
Diving. Oh, the sort of synchronized spinning and twisting and... Yeah. Anyone else? Okay. All those people taking part in the Olympics are doing such diverse things. There's shooting, there's swimming, there's horse riding, there's football, there's gymnastics, there's volleyball. There's all sorts of different things. But all of those competitors have that one thing in common. Their sport is one of, if not the most important thing in their life. None of them got to the summer holidays and thought, oh, I wonder what I'm going to do this summer. Oh, I know, I might go to the Olympics. What shall I take part in? Let's do archery. Let's do diving. Let's do swimming. That's not how it works. They will have trained, they will have practiced every day for years. They will have been careful about what they eat and what they don't eat. They will have studied the very best athletes in their discipline and learned from how they do their sport. They will have had trainers and coaches. We talked a bit about this last week, didn't we, if you were here? Encouraging them, sometimes even yelling at them, run faster, jump higher, shoot more accurately, whatever it is. I'm sure they give better technical advice than that, but you know what I mean. Practice. Work hard at it. It's worth it because of what's waiting for you. That gold medal. And I'm sure some days they will have wanted to give up. I'm sure some days some of them will have said, I don't want to swim fast today. I want to eat chocolate cake and lie on the TV playing on my video game. And over they'll have had to say to themselves, remember the gold medal. Remember that it's worth it. Keep your eyes on where you're going. In the Bible passage I read a few minutes ago, it says that following God is a bit like being an athlete. It's a bit like being an Olympian. It said in the middle of the passage, run to win. All good athletes train hard. They do it for a gold medal that tarnishes and fades. You do it for one that's gold eternally. In other words, you've got to keep your eyes on where you're going. You've got to make sure you don't get pushed off track. Just like an athlete gets better and better at running by being focused, by training, by concentrating on what they're doing, keeping their eyes on the prize they want to win, keeping their eyes on where they're going. because otherwise it's so easy to get tripped up. I've got another quick video clip for you. This is from a film called Mal Cop, if you saw it. We've got to keep our eyes on who we're following. We've got to keep our focus on where we're going. Because otherwise our Christian life and our relationship with God runs into the back of an SUV just like that. There's another verse in the Bible that says this. This is from Hebrews, and it's also out of the Message version. It says, start running and never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. Running the Christian race is all about keeping our eyes on Jesus. It's all about becoming more and more like him. Like the reading I read earlier said, I'm not going to get caught napping. That's what Paul said in that reading. But how can we know? How can we know? This is probably a question for those of you that have been following Jesus for a little while. How can we know whether we're still running or whether we're taking a nap? How can we tell? Because following Jesus isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. It's keeping going for a long time. If I want to run a marathon in a few years' time, I'm not going to be able to go out and run a marathon tomorrow. No way. But there's going to be lots of little targets on the way. Lots of little things on the way that I need to build up to and I need to set my sights on and say, that's the next target to aim for. And if you've been following Jesus for a while, I bet he has given you some smaller targets along the way. I bet he has. Maybe you've once found yourself saying, I wish I was better at praying more regularly. Or I'm really longing to hear God speak to me more often. Or I really want to learn how to give myself more fully to God when I worship. Or I'd love God to help me to be better at sharing my faith with my friends. Or maybe you've said, I want more of God's power in my life. I want to see people healed. I want to see people set free. I want to see the gifts of the Holy Spirit in my own life. Or maybe you've said, I want to make more of a difference to people that I know that are hurting. And I want God to use me in that way. Or maybe you've said, I want to finally be free of that thing that I know is hindering my relationship with God. Or any of a million other things that God might have said to you. Has he ever spoken to you like that? I'm not asking you to put your hands up now. Has there ever been something like that that he's placed inside you that you found yourself longing for and saying, I wish I had that in my relationship with God. Or I wish I had more of that in my relationship with God. Or I wish I was free of that in my relationship with God. If that's never been your experience, then I'd encourage you to make today the day that you say to God, please would you give me something like that to pray towards? Please would you give me that next step that you've got for me? But if he has given you something like that, and my suspicion is that for the majority of us he has, what are you doing with it? Are you still asking him for that thing? Are you still praying for that thing? Are you still pressing hard after those things that God's placed in your heart? Or has it kind of been forgotten? Has it been left by the way? Are you training hard for the race? Am I training hard for the race? Are we in danger of being caught napping? Let's make today the day that we decide to get back on track, to start training again. Let's start running to win. I've got an ambition. By the time I have my next significant birthday, I do want to run a marathon. And it is a while off. And I am a long, long way away from being able to do it. But I believe that if I start running and if I keep on consistently, that I can achieve that thing. And I believe for every single one of us, and I believe this far more than I believe that I can run a marathon, I believe for every single one of us, if God has put something in your heart that says that's the next step for you in your relationship with God, then if you focus and if you ask Him and if you're determined, then He will enable you to do that thing. Let's make today the day that we decide to follow after Him, focused on Him, and follow Him hard.